Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're back. We're back. You know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour right here on the Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. I am your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith, and my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast or you just stumbled across this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and notification bell so that you can be notified when we pop up these breaking news stories on you. You know what I'm saying? We do them every day, so you got to, hit that notification bell. And if you would like to support this podcast, you're welcome to do that. The Cash App link is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio, F-U-N-D. Illuminati Radio Fund, Cash App. All right, and let's see. So we got in the news, a Gone Girls actress is in critical condition due to a damn car accident.
Hit and run.
This is kind of like the same thing that happened to Nicki Minaj's father, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj's father got, he got hit by a hit and run. Nicki Minaj was 38 at the time. Nicki Minaj's father was 69. 69 yeah. Backwards, that's 96. 38 represents ritual sacrifice. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Nicki Minaj sacrificed her father. Now, let's see what this Gone Girls actress, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with her. Go ahead, Sister Harvey.
Okay. Stage actress Lisa Barnes, who also had notable roles in Nashville and Once Upon a Time, and who co-starred in Gone Girl as Amy Dunn, mother, is in critical condition after being struck by a scooter.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
You cannot be in serious condition. What damage can a scooter do to you?
Let's see if she was in a car.
Yeah, what kind of scooter is this? Is this a, you know, was a scooter going at 800 miles per hour? Oh, man. Got scooter, got stuck. Oh Lord. Yeah. Listen, these elites, you know what I'm saying, they make fun of, you know what I'm saying, when the way these celebrities get sacrificed. They make fun of that heavily. Heavily. You know, I don't think she's going to die getting hit by a damn scooter. But if she do, you know, somebody is getting a big fat insurance check. If she do, somebody's getting a big fat insurance check. But let's go ahead and hear this. Go ahead, Sister Harvey.
Okay. As I was saying, they said that she
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
After being struck by a scooter in a hit and run on the upper west side of on Friday, June the 4th, according to the New York Daily News. The scooter driver was running a red light and did not stop. After striking Barnes as she crossed the Amsterdam Avenue near, when she crossed the street, she was walking, I guess. After she crossed the Amsterdam Avenue near the Lincoln Center on the Upper West Side, we have several days ahead of us to pray for Lisa. Her wife, Karen.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Check this out. Check this out. You got Clarence Williams. You best believe it was Friday night when he died. Then you got the rapper Lil Durk's brother last night. Now you got Exactly. Now you got this one, which she happens to be a... Now, I can go ahead and say this because we're not on any platforms that is going to censor us. A homo, a big fat lesbo, you know what I'm saying? Because she says she's got a girlfriend, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
So she got a girlfriend. Her wife. Big fat lesbo. Newsflash, you know what I'm saying? Gone Girls. Newsflash. It's no such thing as a woman marrying a woman. It's no such thing as a man marrying a man. You know what I'm saying? The Most High God made woman and man. The Most High God made woman for man. Not woman and woman. But let's go ahead and hear this.
Well, her wife's name is Catherine Kringholm. Told the Daily News, if anyone has any information about the scooter driver, we ask them to please call police. In an article published in the Daily News on Friday night, before the victim was identified as Bond, a witness said people were filming her, not helping her.
People was filming her, not helping her.
And they leave it like that. That's the end of the report. Right?
So I guess people got their cameras out, the camera phones out. They video phones out and started filming. Oh, nice actress. The actress from Golden Girls. Well, you know what I'm saying? Somebody should have called an ambulance or something.
Well, they was filming it. They wasn't helping her.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even if the bystanders is filming her to be put on any social media platform, on their social media platform, wouldn't it make a lot of sense? And would it give you more clout to film her at the same time you on the phone with the paramedics, like letting the paramedics know this actress or this woman has been hit by, you know what I'm saying? You'd be considered a hero. But yet you filming her and not helping her? And you said she, what show she played in?
Gone Girls.
And you said she played in a few other shows or movies?
Actress. I want you the next block was talking about her accident. Because that was a short one, and just got more.
Okay.
You want to read?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Gone Girl actress Lisa Bond in critical condition after hit and run. Actress Lisa Bond is in critical condition after being hit by an unidentified person driving a motorized scooter. According to the New York Police Department, Bond,
You know, another thing, what I don't understand is, if I'm riding a scooter, and I hit somebody, how can you not know that you hit somebody and you are on a scooter? How can you just keep...
Yeah, how about that?
You know, you on a scooter. You hit somebody. How can you not know you hit somebody and you are on
when you run over a pothole.
Exactly. Because if you hit somebody on a scooter, the scooter is going to stop or crash or something. What you mean? The guy got back on a scooter and just kept it moving? But go ahead. She was a lesbian. I tell you what, this is uncut. I'm glad we're on a podcast with this one. She was a lesbian. You know what happens when you are a lesbian and you're on saying shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You get proper judgment. Look what happened with Bishop Eddie Long. He was he molested little boys. His judgment was AIDS. So this woman's judgment here is this, but this is something more behind. There was something more sinister behind this. Go ahead.
According to the New York Police Department, Barnes, a prolific stage and screen actress who portrayed Mary Beth in David Fincher's Gone Girl, was struck by a person on a scooter near the intersection of, now I'm saying, West 64th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in Manhattan. Per authorities, she was found on the pavement with severe head trauma. All
right,
let's say continue.
Oh,
they got more. Okay.
Severe. The scooter, damn, that scooter must have hit her hard. To hit that her head on the pavement hard to create head trauma. Go ahead.
I wonder if she went up in the air. Let me think. Oh, okay. The person on the scooter did not stay on the scene, like you said, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Juan, 65 years old, was transported to Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital and is in critical condition.
Oh, she's 65 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes. The network is responsible for this. The network, whoever is in charge of the Gone Girls franchise, the company, the production company that is responsible for producing the Gone Girls show, is responsible for this girl's, you know what I'm saying, ended up like what she is. 65, that is, you know what I'm saying, that's government. That's not foundation, but that's government. And when you speak about government, you're speaking about, you know what I'm saying, as far as a corporation. So, go ahead. Critical, because I won't be too surprised if she don't make it.
All right, here we go. At this time, no arrest has been made. The local law enforcement is investigating the case. Although authorities didn't disclose the name of the victim, the information they shared aligns with TMZ's reporting, who was first to break the news. Additionally, Lisa's rep told E, that's Entertainment, I guess, Entertainment News,
mm-hmm,
that she was crossing Amsterdam Avenue to visit the jeweler school. Her alma mater, or mater, her alma mater, by the Lincoln Center, which she was hit. She is currently in critical condition with sustainable injuries at Mount Sinai Morningside. Barnes' wife, Karen Cranehall, issued a statement to the New York Post. We'll know more than in the next few days. And then there's more. I thought it was over. Barnes, a graduate of acclaimed performing arts school, jeweler, was on her way to visit school at the time of the incident, a representative told the Hollywood Reporter. E! News has reached out to Barnes rep for comments. However, we have yet to receive a response. Barnes, who is currently performing in the play The Niceties, which is being streamed through the Manhattan Theater Club, has a long list of movie and TV shows under her belt, like you said, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She played Tom Cruise's love interest in the bartending flick Cocktail, mm-hmm, in 1988, and portrayed a concerned mother confronting her daughter's abusive boyfriend in the cult movie Mother May I Sleep With Danger in 1996. Her most recent film role was in A Cure for Wellness in 2017. On television, she had reoccurring roles on shows like 6 Feet Under, I remember that, Royal Pain, and Nashville, as well as guest stars on shows like Desperate Housewives, The Good Wife, and Once Upon a Time.
Wasn't Clarence Williams in Nashville too?
I believe so.
I remember you reading about Charles Williams. I mean, Clarence Williams.
On the first one.
I remember you saying he played in Nashville.
Let me go back to it, but that was the end of that.
Yeah, so you got two an actor and an actress who played in Nashville.
Okay, I'm looking for this, the first one I read.
So she was going to she was currently going to a play which is currently streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's one more box. I'm just going to hit and see if we got more information. Mm-hmm. Now, I try not to repeat what we already read, but it's just like it's different boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it says her wife has reportedly been by Barnes' bedside in the hospital, and a veteran actor, Barbara Barnes, has dedicated decades of stage films, TV credits to her name. She played Mary Beth Elliott in Gone Girl in 2014 and starred as Tom Cruise's love interest in the 1988 Cocktail. Her most recent film role was in A Cure for Wellness in 2017, while she started in the play The Nice Police in 2018. And it ends right there. So I went through all three boxes.
Okay, and you said she was on her way to some school, probably School of Arts or something, like a play school. Oh, okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wishing death on nobody, but you know what I'm saying? But I won't be too surprised if she don't make it out of there. Because the numbers add up, you know what I'm saying, to be for a network sacrifice. Not the network, a production company sacrifice. Because they say that even though all of the other movies she played in, there it goes again. The same thing they said with Clarence Williams. All the movies Clarence Williams played in.
Okay, I found a little bit more on the accident part.
Go ahead.
The NYPD Highway District Collision Investigation Squad determined the woman was attempting to cross Amsterdam Avenue inside the crosswalk with the pedestrian signal in her favor when a scooter traveling north on the avenue went through the red light, struck her, knocking her to the roadside, according to the police. The scooter then fled north, police said. There has been no arrest yet, they say. Williams said his understanding was that Barb was on her way to visit the jeweler, her alma mater, at the Lincoln Center Theater when she was injured. Now, I got on here, Barnes was born July the 9th, 1955, in Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Now you notice, I mean, do people not pay attention when they cross the street anymore? I mean, even to this day, when I'm crossing the street, even if I got the light, I'm still looking out, making sure no cars is moving. And as I'm walking across the street, my eyes are everywhere on each direction to make sure ain't no cars is moving out of anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, do people not look what just because the you see the man that says walk on a sign, that means you just walk without even looking?
I'm still gonna look.
And you mean to tell me, and what's wrong with her ears? You mean to tell me she didn't hear a scooter? Exactly. And so she's blind and she's deaf.
they naming some more films that she played in.
Mm-hmm.
It says she was born July 9th, 1955, in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Has appeared across film, TV, and theater in a career dating back to the 1980s. according to IMDb. She portrayed one of Tom Cruise's love interests, you know, in the 1986 film Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And the concerned prickly mother, Mary Beth Elliott, in the 2014 film Gone Girl. And in recent years, she appeared in a TV show, Royal Pain, Master of Sex, in Nashville. On stage, she has performed in the plays High Society, Arcadia, and Rumors, and won a Theater World Award for her role in Look Back in Anger, according to the bill, to the Playbill. And then it says, that's it.
Yeah, so, you know, so like I said, I wouldn't be too surprised if she don't make it. If she do make it, she's going to be really crushed and hurt. And if she do make it, it's not going to be for that long. If she do make it, she may make it for just a couple of weeks or maybe a month. And then something else is going to go on.
Well, they're talking about head injury. That's serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but that's going to wrap it up for this. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour right here on the Illuminati Radio Podcast Show with Pastor Michael Smith and my co-host, Sister Harvey. If you just stumble across this podcast and you want to make sure you hit that follow button and hit that notification bell so that you can catch every notification every time we drop this breaking news for you. Also, if you would like to support this podcast, you're welcome to do that. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's FUND. That's Illuminati Radio Fund. $ Illuminati Radio Fund. Don't forget, if you want to join our nightly Bible study classes, send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. Don't forget our morning shows. Go to Facebook, type in Illuminati Radio, and go to that page right there. We do our morning shows every morning right over there. Don't miss out. All right. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all. On to the next one.
Pastor, let me know when we offer air.
Okay.